I wanted to take a moment and sit in gratitude for the summer. Honestly, thank God it's summer. Thank God at least the sun is shining and that I am literally able, because not everyone is able-bodied, to get up out of my bed and step outside in the sun. Thank God that I am surrounded by wonderful and intuitive Black women who love and support me in the best ways and in their own unique way. Thank God for the network of Black women that I have in my life. Honestly, I am a Black woman, so I know how incredible and amazing we are through experience. And I often say, despite how difficult life can be if you're living it as a Black woman, I would choose being a Black woman every single time if I had the choice. Because there is something so special about us, and not all of us, unfortunately. Not every Black woman loves themselves. Not every Black woman is willing to do the work. But I'm not talking to them or about them right now. I am talking to the Black women who live in the city, and despite the bullshit that comes with everyday life being a Black woman in this city, despite it all, we find ways to show love. As I say that, I think of all of the moments where life wasn't going the way that I wanted it to, or I felt down and out or uncertain or cloudy, and I would step outside and I would go for a walk and I would clear my head and I would pass a Black woman walking on the street, also minding her business, and we would connect, either eye contact or a smile or a "girl, you look good, you do too." Those moments are so timely and they're so necessary. And if you think hard enough, they always come right on time. Because once you get that burst of random Black woman energy, it's almost like extra juice in the battery in your back to keep going just that much longer. And so I thank us all of us who are committed to doing the work, even though we understand that it is not linear and that there are days that will be good, days that will be bad, days that will just be. It's difficult. It is difficult. And again, this is not a general statement. I'm speaking very specifically to any Black woman listening to this who lives in the city or the GTA that is doing the intentional work. I see you and I love you. And I hope to meet you one day, to be honest, because the city is on one right now. And things are hard enough right now. And the world is screaming Black Lives Matter right now. And I, for one, don't feel like that's true here. I'm working on changing it. but I don't feel like that's true. So who's lying? Who's lying? You're not crazy, black woman. Someone's lying and it's not you. Someone is lying and it's not you. There are a lot of changes that need to be made here in order for me to feel safe, loved, and appreciated as a black woman. And by here, I mean the city. City of Toronto, GTA, because we're being displaced out of the city of Toronto. But black woman doing the intentional and mindful work of self-love every day. I see you and I love you. And if you're listening to this and you aren't a black woman or femme living in the city and you know of one or you love one, feel free to send this on. You know, we deserve to be loved on by ourselves and by others, even as we fight for our freedom, especially as we fight for our freedom. And that's all I have to say. Thank you for listening. I love you. And if we are meant to connect, there are ways in which we can. Email, website, personal Instagram page. You can find all of those in the clickable link spaces. Enjoy some sunshine today, wherever you are, if you can. The sun is shining for you.